They'd so far passed the entire hike in silence, and while comfortable silence was normal for them, Ethan didn't like how this one made Casey frown, or how it made the hairs on the back of Ethan's neck stand at attention. "What should we dress up as for Halloween?" Head jerking up, Casey blinked at Ethan.
We should go as a couple. Shove our gayness in Britain's face.
You're not gay. Casey waved a hand.
You know what I mean.
And you know the whole point of this, Ethan gestured between them, is to get Britain off my back, not to shove my gayness in his face.
Two birds, one stone. How's that going, by the way? Is he still trying to shove women on you?
Groaning, Ethan tipped his head back and promptly lost his footing on a skinny stick. Cursing, he righted himself and repositioned his backpack full of water and snacks. Casey had a similar backpack on his shoulders, although it looked heavier than Ethan's. No doubt he'd packed for every contingency. Forest fires, injury, rain, even though there was no rain in the forecast for today, bug bites, and he'd probably also brought extra snacks and water just in case someone in their group ran out.